You know what I mean?
That's why they call it the East Side.
I know, right? What's the science with that, you know? But, you know, I grew up in East Van, you know? Like I was telling you before.
Yeah,
I went to Tech and I went to Britannia. I lived in Burnaby for a bit. You know, I went to school out there. But East Van, man, there's something about it, most definitely. Like, I love the drive, you know? I grew up on the drive.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Drive is very multicultural. And, you know, it's definitely, like, when you're young, I think it's kind of like, it's the thing, you know? You hang out with the boys and the girls at the park, you know what I mean? You get your drink on, you know? You're puffing, right? And you're just exploring the city, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And just anything can happen, you know what I mean? Anything can happen, you know?
I was just walking out to get a soda. I came back home 3 days later.
Where you go, man? You know what I'm saying?
Where you go, man? You know, people you meet, right?
So what do you, like, what are some of the challenges, you know, as a female artist for you? What would you say are challenges, you know, dealing with people's opinions, you know, like, I want to hear what kind of challenges you have as a female artist.
I've definitely at times feel judged, but I've always felt judged. Like, since I was like 13, I was first called a SLUT, you know? And I feel like people relate me to that a lot in my music, especially probably a lot with this album, because the first things I've, you know, started writing about was very much a lot of that vibe. I had an artist recently who I was like, yo, we should collab. And they're like, okay, yeah, but I don't want to talk about pussy, you know? Mm-hmm. I'm like, we don't have to talk about that. Like, that's not all I talk about. Like, I don't even talk about it that much, to be honest with you, if you really listen to my music or been to any of my shows. But that's not really too challenging, I guess. I feel like I'm actually at an advantage, because I feel like people ask me that a lot. Like, maybe people don't take me as seriously because I'm a female, but I think that there's an advantage being a female, because you're, especially, like, not to toot my own horn, but being somebody beautiful, you know, you have an advantage because people want to put you on. Like, there's, and I'm not saying that I only get put on because of that, but I definitely think it helps. You know what I mean?
Gotta use what you got to get what you want. Gotta use what you got to get what you want.
Yeah, man, absolutely. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's kind of one of those things that's kind of been foundational. You know what I mean? Look fly, you know what I mean? Rap fly, you know? It's definitely the image, you know what I mean? The image. But, you know, I like that you pointed out, you know, that, okay, we don't have to talk about those things, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't put me in a box, right?
Yeah.
And that's why it's so important to, like, you know, I think for myself as an artist, you know, to you know, rap about many different things, you know,
mm-hmm.
show the diversity, right?
Yeah. I'm a big fan of your music. I love watching you perform. That's why I had to have you on my show. So. Yeah.
November 30th, it's going down. You know, and I appreciate that, you know what I mean? And that's what it's like Guilty said, right? We're building a community, you know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? Where people support each other, you know what I'm saying? Because I think that, well, actually, I want to ask you, what do you think the hip-hop culture is missing in the city?
I like when you said community and supporting each other, because I noticed a lot of recently people trying to tear each other down. A lot of it, and unfortunately, like, I can say this, like, in the indigenous community, it's called lateral violence, you know? And it's something, unfortunately, indigenous people, we go through. Like, and I've even at times, I wrote a song about it before, you know? Or even I've caught myself inflicting it. And it's basically, lateral violence is, like, shows up in the ways of, like, jealousy, resentment, just being bitter and, like, hating. And I don't like to think of myself as a hater. I don't like to get jealous of people. But, like, but maybe there was a time I was being a little bit certain way, and I was like, oh, I caught myself like, I didn't like the way that I felt that in that moment. I didn't like the way I was looking at that person in that moment. Why was I doing that, you know? What else could it be missing? Funding for a lot more funding. There's a lot of funding I haven't tapped into, and I need to. Especially being indigenous, there's a lot of opportunities, but
go get your money, girl.
I feel like, yeah, especially like club shows, it'd be dope if there was more funding so people could get paid more, you know what I mean? And there's a lot of dope promoters that are doing their best to pay artists and doing what they can. And I mean, I've done so many free shows. It's not even, I still do free shows. I don't mind. I do it for the love. If somebody pays me $50, I'm happy with that, you know?
Bar tab.
But yeah. but it would be nice too, because everybody gotta eat, and everybody got mouths to feed too. So
yeah. So we just gotta grow the scene a bit more out here.
What about you? What do you think?
I mean,
Okay. Can't ask the question.
You know what I mean?
This is Pocahontas' show, 6 o'clock. Loca.
That's
all right.
Loca.
I agree with what you said, right? Like, I think that, you know, there seems to be... What's that word when they favor people?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's like when you favor family or friends for like, you said it before. I know the words. I'm like,
Well, it sounds like we got a lot of the same
people doing on certain shows or like getting certain opportunities.
The gatekeeping, right?
Gatekeeping. Yeah, right? I feel that.
Right, and that's the thing, you know? You need to spread it out, right? Like, nobody's like dissing anybody or anybody's performances, but it'd be nice to spread it out, right? To see some different acts instead of just seeing the same acts over and over again, right? Taking the same shows. But, you know, to each his own, right? We gotta make our way. Like you said, keep pushing.
Yeah, most definitely, man. And like, you know, it seems like people who get the grants are, you know, yeah.
But if you're eligible, you better go get those, man. Because it's going to help your music too, right?
Yeah, for sure.
You know?
I know. I've been slacking. I'm not even going to lie about it.
Hard Body might be able to help you with that. You know some people that can link you to that, probably.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, you know, it's yeah, especially for indigenous people in North America, you know, there's a lot of money out there for you to have just right through yours, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that number doesn't even do it justice, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's out there, so yeah, most definitely take advantage of it, because if you don't have a label behind you, you know what I mean, and you grinding... You know what I'm saying?
It's expensive.
Like, oh, yeah, man. Music is expensive. You know what I'm saying? Like,
remember that show we did where that promoter promised a $2,000 prize? Oh, that was brutal.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like, a couple hours before the show, they're like, yeah, we don't got the money, but do you still want to perform? We're like, yo, we had people buy tickets. Like, homies buy tickets to this show. Like, we're not going to just pull out. We're not showing up for you. We're gonna still show up for them. But that was really whack.
And that's respect, man. You still did the show, right?
Yeah.
That's respect.
I did. Yeah. I had to call him out.
Yeah,
too.
We called him out.
And the guy had to hide, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he was gone after that.
He hid, man. He, you know, and that's booty, man. Cause like, yo, you're out here ripping people off. I mean, you know. That's not good for business, man. And it doesn't make you look good. You know what I'm saying? It makes you look cheap.
And it's bad karma, too. It's bad karma.
But how you gonna say 2 G's up and you don't got the 2 G's?
Oh, he had it.
Oh, he had it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he just didn't want to come out of pocket.
He said he didn't have it, but...
He had it. Because I said something to him that made him reveal it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, he pulled it out like, yo, I got it right here.
You know what I'm saying? You know.
Excuse me.
You know, it's some shiesty business going on, you know what I mean? But, you know, it was cool. It was dope, you know what I'm saying? I think it's a, you know, the Enzo, you know what I mean? The Enzo nightclub was dope, you know what I'm saying? And I think that, you know, for anybody that was at that show, you know, use that as your visualization, you know what I'm saying, to manifest, you know, bigger things, right? Because that stage is big, you know what I mean? And I mean, lo and behold, after I did that show, I visualized that, and when we opened up for Meth and Red there, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
So it was like, you know what I'm saying? Like that, you know, you definitely, you know, take those experiences and use them.
I got some good content out of it.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
Right? There's always a positive.
There's always a positive. That's true. I like that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, other than this last album you're working on, so, you know, you're coming up with this Waste of the North. That's the name of the album. But we're going Soft Girl Era. What's the
concept for that one?
What's the what?
Concept for that.
Concept.
What was the intention?
It's just like, basically, like, it's more about who I feel like I am right now. Like I said before, promoting like love, loving yourself, healing, and it's a different vibe. I'm singing a lot more. I'm doing, definitely exploring new genres. There's a couple of songs that are very R&B. There's a couple of songs that are very kind of grassy blues, which I'm trying to work on a bit more. I'm finding what I like and what I really feel most connected to, and it's fun to explore new genres and really think about also just like cleaning it up in my lyrics. It's also been a learning experience with this last album. Like the whole album, there's not one clean song really, unless I cut a bunch of stuff out. I think Selfish might be pretty clean, and that's the only one. And then I've been on a couple different radio shows. They're like, send music. And I'm like, man, I can't. unless every other word is kind of like that. So also learning how to write without using those words, trying to change it up and just, be more conscious about that stuff.
Yeah, so we're going to give a tip to y'all. When you're doing your cuts and you're pressing them, right? You gotta do clean. You gotta do the dirty. You gotta hit the instrumental. You gotta do those three. Because like she said, when somebody asks you for your material, right? If you don't have a clean version, you probably won't get the gig if it's an all ages or if it's at a festival or something like that, you know? So beware of that. You always gotta do a clean version. And because you do a clean version doesn't mean you're soft. It's called a clean version.
No doubt. It's called smart business because, you know, you get it on the radio, you know what I mean? You're tapping into a market, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's what it's got to be, you know what I'm saying? So I definitely going through that transition myself, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, even on my last album, the Born album, I think maybe there's like maybe five swear words maybe. At most throughout the whole project.
How many songs was it?
We'll say six songs. There's three skits. But
cool.
Yeah, you know, and I definitely big up my man Guilty on that. Always encouraging me to you know, be able to use my intellectual properties, man. You know what I mean? Use your wisdom, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it's as an MC, it's, I think that it elevates you to another level, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Where you're not so dumbed down with all of this B, N word, F word, all of that. You know what I mean? Like, again, that's kind of like more, I would say, you know, it's an agenda, you know what I mean? And keeps, Nipsey had a song in the Victory Lap. He said this, what he said. He said, they like, he's like, dumb it down. He might confuse them, you know what I'm saying? And he's like, nah, you know what I mean? Like, why am I going to dumb it down?
Wake him up, hard body, wake him up.
You know
up.
What I mean? You have to wake him up, you know what I mean? Yeah. You know, the dumb is intrigued by the what?
Hmm?
Oh, come on, man. You know that RZA line. Come on, man. The dumb and the blind is intrigued by the drum, you know what I'm saying?
Ooh.
But, it's important to use your words, you know what I mean? And people will look at you differently, right? You know, often people take people on face value, right? So, you know, if you present yourself as, you know, somebody who's respectable, somebody who knows how to be choosy with their words and still deliver it, can you grab the door? Yeah. We got people knocking because One Order Radio is bumping over here.
No doubt, I mean? No doubt.
People want to come in. They want to be a part of the show, you know what I'm saying? You know, but yeah, as an MC, it's so important to really be able to use your words, try out many different rhyme patterns, you know, play with, you know, the syllables, the vowels, you know what I'm saying? And really elevate your style, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
Most definitely. Digi-Man, let's go into the next session, man.
PSA first.
Okay.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers establish the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Loudest drum. Loudest drum. Loudest drum.
I like the way you do that. Like the way you go down. I like the way you move that. Slowly going in and out. I love your body on me, showing me what you about. The words you whisper softly take away all my doubt. I feel it in my soul. This is true love, true love. I need you to know. This is true love, true love. True love, true love. You're worth more than gold. You're my true love, true love.
Never put nobody above ya. You show that I can't trust ya. Knew from the first day I was gonna cuff ya. This for life, but I won't rush ya. Ain't nothing we can't make it through. You save me, now I'm saving you. Every word a man only say the truth. They lying on me, they raising you. People be talking cause they're just jealous. Never again will I be that selfish. Think what we have is way too damn precious. Creator, he got us, then he gonna bless us. Fuck out the haters, we don't let them stress us. Loving your vibe, you're over your essence. When we apart, I can still feel your presence. All eyes on us when we step in the entrance.
I like the way you do that. Like the way you go down. I like the way you move that. Slowly go in and out. Your body on me, showing me what you bought. The words you whisper softly take away all my doubt. I feel it in my soul. This is true love, true love. I need you to know. This is true love, true love. I knew we would grow into true love, true. Love. You're worth more than gold. You're my true love, true love.
Ain't no place I'd rather be. Your body, bae, is a masterpiece. The way you looking after me, so happily you lather me in kisses and touches, love and affection. Foul with the bubbles, no short of attention. The way you go down, boy, did I mention? Even the arguing, sexual tension. You a provider, stay on your hustle. Know you my rider, no matter the struggle. We two survivors who rose from the rubble. Two souls colliding, we keeping it humble. Head over feet, now I'm singing all these love songs. Lost for words, can't speak. I've been waiting for you so long. Without you, can't breathe. Got my heart beating so strong. Up all night, no sleep. Making love till the sun come. What would I do without my boo? Up in my feelings for you. Making me weak, just how you set the mood. Never no pressure, we keeping it cool.
Like the way you
Bogota. I like the way you move there, slowly going in and out. I love your body on me, showing me what you about. The words you whisper softly take away all my doubt.
When I seen a lady tonight with my good eye, that I would try and make my
baby, baby.
I was up in the club putting my hood high when I saw you, and I stood by just looking at your onion girl. I could cry and I could lie, I mean I could try and say you ain't sweep me off my feet, but only one thing could keep me off the street, and that's if you be my B-A-B-Y. I can be why you always be fly, and I'm from B-Star just like B-I-G was. That's how F-A-B does. We can sip something till we both be dust, and the V does, and that's only because baby talk to Google Gaga. You like this, that, you do blah blah. Couple good jokes, a few woo-ha-has. This how I'ma do you, mama. First, I'ma put you on your back and make you scream out, baby, just like I put you on a track. Then I'ma lay you on your side and slowly stroke you while you telling me the way you feel inside. But my sex drive won't make me play you on the side. You know you get the keys any day you wanna ride. And my baby know how to start me up. You got the kind of kiss that'll speed a heartbeat up. And you got the kind of touch that'll give me the chills. I ask you, cause I know you gon' give me it real and won't be fake. And don't we make a good couple, and won't we make a good bring to the villa, yeah. That could get the bling and the skrilla, yeah. Girl, I know you smooth enough to spring a chinchilla and still take the sting of tequila. The way you swing is a thriller. I'm watching that like the boxing match in the ring of Manila. I wanna keep it coming like the singles a thriller. I mean, if you still a my B-A-B-Y.
Oh.
Live from the world tour with Muhammad, my man. I hope that y'all understand, conquering land ain't part of my plan. Put my forehead all in your sand, I put my heart in the palm of your hand. I make art and they call it a jam. You play it loud in your car and they call you a fan. Carve it in your skin, now you a stand. I arrived with a wandering band that climbed out of a van and held the mic like a wand in my dominant hand. Assume a confident posture and stance, erect a record that we chop in advance. Damn, how many times I gotta kill it before they finally admit they kinda feel it. Been shining for a minute, only if that's a symbol for infinite. And I'm too consistent not to be considered. It's inconsiderate, I promise that I'm not offended. I'm dope for dope's sake, cool being me in my own space. They bought, instead I fed the kids. I never rock with the corporate, I don't sell it. I ain't in the crowd shopping for a better chick. I'm all about the penmanship and I'm a specialist. See, the music that I make, it ain't about escaping. I take a look at the world, they made it reshape it. If I could chop a beat break based on my imagination and make my conversation a line on it adjacent and a room full of strangers crying congregation, why wouldn't I modify the whole arrangement? I'm inspired by the most amazingest things, marginalized teens writing their name on trains. I'm rocking chains with a piece on it. If it's beast, Ali gon' try to beast on it. It's for America's least wanted. The day's coming that you all hate. Y'all can't escape it like police warrant.
Let's go!
Peace.
Peace, peace to the Van City community, man. Oh, man, we've been... Oh, man, Digital's on fire tonight, boy. And, you know, we had such great tunes by Locahannis, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know, so happy to have you here, you know.
Y'all support now.
You know what I mean? And, you know, so...
Where can we find you?
Let's go.
You can find me on all major platforms, Spotify, YouTube. You can find my Instagram, Facebook. It's all the same thing. I spell my name funny. My name's Locahontas, but I spell it LOCVHONTVS. And that's how you spell it for all of them.
And I wanted to ask you, because, like, why did you choose that?
Well, the A's are the V's are A's. So that's if you turn the V's upside down, it's an A. But yeah. It, you know, not everybody knows that, so they're like, well, you know. Yeah, to be honest, Tiago told me not to do it when I. And low key like was like because everybody spells it wrong and gets and they're like don't know what's going on. So I'm like, damn, I should have just kept it simple. But the thing is, if you look up LOCV, there's not going to be any other Locahontas like that. You'll never get me confused with another artist.
That's true.
You know, there's some people that are, there's like 10 of them of the same name, right?
So she's original.
Yeah. You know what I mean? No doubt. Let the fans know what's coming up next. Any projects, any shows. You know, what's next for Locahontas' future?
Well, we're doing the album release party this Saturday. It's on Granville Street. Show starts at 8. Doors open at 7:30. If you follow me on Instagram, you can get more details. Message any of the artists. $20 tickets. You can get them on Eventbrite or at the door. Mm-hmm. And then after that, I'm just working on my next project, Soft Girl Era. Set to drop next year. Yeah.
You got any videos coming out?
I'm working on a video right now for a song off this album, Angel and Demon Time. Mm-hmm. Hopefully get some more in the works, but right now. Yeah.
Who does your content?
I've had Cass Cross. Cass Cross is a really amazing indigenous videographer. I've worked with Spectacular and Capital Wave.
Carlos.
Yeah. And those are the two people I've worked with. I've worked with them a few times each, actually. So
that's dope.
That's
dope.
Shout out to Carlos.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. So this part of the show, we give out our shout outs.
We ain't got time for shout outs, man.
Oh yeah, what?
We're just gonna say thank you, Locahannas, for coming out. And
well, how much time we got, bro?
We got 10 seconds.
Ah. Yo, it's been a beautiful night, man. Make some noise for Locahannas.